Now, time for the news here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. The storm yesterday caused a lot of damage in the area and spawned an EF0 tornado in the Silver Spring neighborhood of Northwood Park. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says several homes sustained damage.
Two homes have been posted. They're basically condemned. They have significant damage. They can't be lived in. There's a number of other homes have some superficial damage. I believe those families are going to be okay.
No serious injuries were reported, although at least two people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Fairfax County police say it was not a hate crime, but something else that led to a 17-year-old girl's murder over the weekend.
There is nothing at this point to indicate that this tragic case was a hate crime.
Instead, says Fairfax Police spokeswoman Julie Parker, it looks to have been sparked by road rage that started when Darwin Martinez Torres was arguing with Nabra Hassanin and her friends along Drainsville Road. They were out walking to get food after a sleepover to a nearby mosque. Her friends scattered, but he caught up with her.
He hit Nabra with a baseball bat. Torres then took Nabra with him in his car.
Drove her to Loudoun County. Her body was found in a lake in Sterling. Martinez Torres was arrested later that morning, and ICE has now placed a detainer on him. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says UVA student Otto Warmbier's death was caused by, quote, Kim Jong-un's repressive, murderous regime. And Cardin says North Korea must be held accountable. Warmbier's death yesterday came just days after he was returned to the U.S. in a coma by North Korea. Voters in suburban Atlanta are going to the polls today in a very closely watched and very expensive special congressional election.
It's a political battle between former Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel.
I feel great. Very, very encouraged by things.
And political newcomer John Ossoff.
It is the home stretch, y'all. You can feel it.
Handel and Ossoff are fighting for Georgia's 6th congressional district, the seat held by former Congressman Tom Price, now President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. Political analysts say this election could have implications for next year's national midterms and be viewed as a referendum on the Trump White House thus far. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
On the National Mall, the iconic reflecting pool is scheduled to reopen today.
Earlier this month, the National Park Service announced it would be draining the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool after dozens of ducklings were found dead due to a parasite in the water. National Park spokesman Michael Litteris says crews have been working hard to make it safe again.
We completed the cleaning of the reflecting pool, also did some minor maintenance.
Litteris says the task of refilling it with millions of gallons of water is set to be completed later today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Four Prince George's County school board members have signed a letter calling for an investigation into charges of widespread systemic corruption that they say have inflated graduation rates since 2014. Those four board members say whistleblowers have evidence of changed grades and credits to students for courses they didn't take. But school officials say a state investigation of the system's graduation rate several months ago found nothing improper. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,529. The NASDAQ at 62,39. Sports, the Marlins get a walk-off win over the Nats after coming back from 6 runs down. The Orioles give up tons of runs again and lose to the Indians. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have what it takes to become the next country superstar? Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today. You could win a recording contract and guaranteed radio airplay. Nash Next 2017. Sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 commuters through Dale City toward the Occoquan slow, but hang on, additional delays. And why it's so slow coming out of Newington, not only just to get up onto the Beltway, but part of that problem, outer loop of the Beltway, leaving 95 and over to Van Doren, the crash now sits to the shoulder. So that slowed us, and that sun glare onto 395 puts everybody below speed. So a continuous delay, Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Inner loop of the Beltway from Annandale to the American Legion Bridge, very little break there, had the crash to the shoulder. For 270 commuters southbound near Falls Road, accident around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland before you get to Route 5 this morning. And a little bit better news, I know you're in slowdowns, DC 295, but DDOT and Cruz tell me crash cleared from the travel lanes on DC 295 south near East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking forecast right on through midweek. Temperatures will be down just a hair today, so will the humidity. The cloud around this morning, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy today. Good looking day, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 70. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures will be into the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Vienna, 72 in Hyattsville, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Reports of Sean Spicer leaving the White House podium have resurfaced. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us later this hour at 8:35 is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and the host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL. On Saturdays, I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, we've been tracking this story this morning, and of course, for a while now, since the return of Otto Warmbier to the United States, he came back in a coma, and he's now passed away. Doctors said that he was essentially had lost a lot of his cognitive ability, was only basically breathing on his own, non-responsive in any other ways to doctors and his family in Ohio. So this has happened, and the president of the United States released a statement yesterday. All of this to say that, you know, this is a horrible situation that should have never happened. But let me go now first to Scott Greer. He's the deputy editor of the Daily Caller. Scott, I want to ask you this morning, how are you reacting to the death of Otto Warmbier?
Well, this is quite an atrocious thing to happen, that what happened to Otto. This is a man who was just a college student, the tour of North Korea, and he committed a horror.
Scott, let me interrupt you only for a second to say, Scott, you should find a window if you're near it. Don't jump out it, but get close enough that the cell phone signal works. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
He's underwater. You're underwater.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, I'm underwater.
Okay, there you are.
Don't move. From
whatever you're doing, keep your leg in that position. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, well, this isn't a barbaric crime to happen. This is a young man who was poor of North Korea. He was, and the crime that he was convicted of in the North Korean courts, this is a communist dictatorship, so they have a lot of crimes that we would not consider anything wrong in the United States. The horrific atrocity of taking down a sign. And they sentenced him to hard labor for several years for this, you know, minor infraction. And what really happens is that North Koreans essentially lied about why he was in a coma. They said that he had a case of botulism, and they gave him a pill, and then he went to sleep, and they couldn't wake him up. Which, when doctors brought him to the United States, they said that there is no sign of botulism in this young man, and that for whatever reason, you know, he went into a coma, which is likely that it was the abuse dealt to him by, you know, the prison guards, the North Korean prison guards, that why he went into a coma. These labor camps are notorious for, you know, vicious human rights abuses and torture.
I think people look at this and they wonder, like, how can and should the United States respond to something like this? Because he goes over, commits a crime in their country. It doesn't matter. The whole thing's a kangaroo court anyway. They sentenced him to 15 years of hard labor. And now we have the president of the United States in his statement denouncing, quote, the brutality of the North Korean regime as we mourn its latest victim. Are there any options here for the United States when it comes to a reaction?
Well, we're already doing very tough sanctions, and there's already other American citizens that are being held in detention in North Korea. So we're kind of limited in this regard. We could have a retaliation, and yet they kill those, I believe it's three Americans who are in captivity in North Korea. So there are things that we're kind of limited. We already have massive sanctions on them. And this isn't the first time that North Koreans have killed Americans outside of the Korean War. There was in the 60s, they captured a Navy vessel and one of the crewmen was killed. There's another time in the 70s when they killed two Americans. So this is not the first time that they are responsible for the death of American citizens. So it's a very tough situation, and a lot of Americans are rightfully upset that somebody was likely, in all likelihood, beaten to death for the crime of taking down a sign.
So are there travel restrictions to North Korea, but Americans can still go, I guess, if they want to? Or is the way for the State Department just say, no, you cannot go to North Korea. We're done. You can't go.
Well, the State Department advises people not to go to North Korea because it's dangerous. The State Department does that for several countries. You know, the State Department doesn't want you to go to Libya or Syria either. For the same reasons, it's dangerous for Americans to go there, and for different reasons, because the government, as shown by the Otto Warmbier case, will likely kill you. So,
But why not a travel restriction like we've had on Cuba for decades, where you weren't allowed to go, it was illegal? Why not something like that?
Well, it's because these tour groups are able to get around that. That's the tour group that Warmbier went on is now no longer allowing Americans to come with him. Due to this case and the other Americans who have been detained by the government. The government now, any American who enters North Korea is subject to detention. They'll just grab you at the airport. So it is a terrible idea for the United States for any citizens of the United States to travel to North Korea. And for any reason, because the government has already shown that it's willing to kidnap you. This is kidnapping. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And then put you in a labor camp where they're likely to beat you to death.
So, you know, we've heard from the Warmbiers their reaction to this. I mean, it's also sad. But one of the things that they said about the detention of their son, and once this became known, was that the Obama administration responded by saying to them, well, didn't you read the blog that we wrote on our website that said that you should not travel to North Korea? What was your reaction to that?
That's incredibly condescending to a family that their son is something terrible happened, and they're like, hey, didn't you read our blog? I mean, no, who reads these blogs on the State Department website? No, very few Americans do that. The son had some idea that it's not the best idea to go to North Korea, but he did not do anything that would be considered a crime in the United States. That we're not even sure he actually committed the crime the North Koreans said he did, because the North Koreans, for all we know, could have just made it up. He could have just acted within the law.
Right.
The government wasn't doing anything crazy, and they just decided to arrest him to get back to the United States.
And his confession sounded very scripted. I mean, you listen to the confession.
Forced.
It was exactly. It was the definition of a forced confession. Everything he said about the people of the Democratic People of the Republic of Korea, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it was just all very, it was laid out as if the Korean government had written it.
Yeah, this is what communist governments have done for, decades. I mean, you could go back to the Stalin days of the Soviet Union, and the same type of show trials, these people would cry, say, I did these terrible things because they're under duress. They got those forced confessions, the scripted confessions under torture. We're not quite sure why he gave. It could have been under torture. It could have just been that they, for any number of reasons, that they told him to read from the script. And the worst of all is that, you know, there's a lot of liberals and leftists who made fun of Warmbier for his confession. They're like, oh, look at this privileged white frat boy crying because he went to North Korea. Look at this guy. And, you know, a year later, this poor man was beaten to death for, the offense of traveling to North Korea as a American citizen. So yeah, it's disturbing, and this is you should really appreciate that America, that we don't have this type of behavior.
Yeah, you'd think a story like this would cause us to overcome our politics, but
so sad.
But yet again, we can't do that. Scott Greer, thank you so much from the Daily Caller.
Thank you.
8:15 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway's no surprise, two earlier accidents still giving us delays. Inner Loop before you get to the Legion Bridge, that's where we had the first crash there. Delays out of Annandale pretty much continuous. And then the Outer Loop leaving Springfield, in fact, back out of Newington. That delay takes you to the activity on the Outer Loop stretch. That's right near Van Dorn, but lanes are open. In Arlington, oh boy, we're really bogged down here with this crash under police direction. If you're heading inbound this morning on Columbia Pike and you head past the Arlington Cinema Draft House, if that's your location, watch for that stop and go heading up toward Wayne Street. Again, that's after the Draft House, and that's where we have a lot of activity with this crash. On the Maryland 270 side in Rockville, we're busy. The accident south near Falls Road, that was now within the backups that begin out of Clarksburg to get you onto the 270 spur. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel for
Today, sunny to partly cloudy, high of 88 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low around 70. And then tomorrow, we'll have some intervals of cloud and sunshine with a high near 90 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 74, 8:16 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Every breath you take. All right. So another instance of the government possibly spying on you. I find this really, really interesting. WikiLeaks, leaked documents found by that were released by WikiLeaks.
Probably because of Putin.
That's right. It's Putin's fault. It's Trump's fault now because Trump and Putin are in cahoots together. They leaked CIA documents, and they revealed that the agency has been hacking people's Wi-Fi routers and using them as covert listening points. 10 U.S. manufacturers, including Linksys, D-Link, and Belkin, have been used by the CIA to monitor internet traffic. This is decades old. It's called Cherry Blossom, this hack. And once this is installed on your router, it turns your router into what's called, they call a fly trap. And it sends messages to a CIA-controlled server, which they call the Cherry Tree. All right, this is why it's called Cherry Blossom.
Uh-huh.
So you're the Cherry Blossom on the tree. The fly trap, which is sends the router's device status and security information, which the Cherry Tree logs to a database. So now everything you go on goes to the CIA database. The Cherry Tree server then sends the infected device a mission with specific tasks that are tailored to you. This is crazy. A web-based user interface known as the Cherry Web is used by CIA operatives to check the flytrap status and your web traffic and to assign your infected device on new missions. Missions assigned to the flytrap, which is your can target specific laptops, your phone in the house based on your IP and email addresses, your chat usernames, MAC addresses, everything. The mission tasks include copying some or all of your internet traffic, email exchanges, and private chat usernames. Crazy stuff.
Right.
Crazy.
When I hear these things, I have mixed reactions. One, I am so encouraged that the U.S. government is capable of getting information like this when it needs to, preferably when it targets people that are in completely different countries from me. Like, that. What an incredible capability. There's a reason this should be kept secret, meaning that the U.S. government should, you know, be able to secure its information and keep it from getting out, for sure. And it's awesome power. But it's also really scary to think that things like this would be used against the Americans. We know, thanks to a variety of leaks, that Americans have been caught up in mass surveillance. We also know, as you were talking, this reminded me of a report that came out concurrently with the Ed Snowden documents. Der Spiegel reported in 2013 that the FBI and the CIA have actually intercepted laptop shipments. So you go online, you order a laptop, you enter your address, and that laptop's on its way. It's on its way to your house. Well, at some point in that chain of custody, the FBI and the CIA intercept it, install tracking software inside of it, and then put it back in the box and make it get to your house. What? I mean, that's incredible stuff. And, I mean, definitely, it feels like a spy movie, but it sure sounds like it's real life these days.
Well, WikiLeaks released the entire 175-page CIA user manual for Cherry Blossom. In total, the manual says that the firmware runs in about 25 router models, but it could run on more than 100 with just minor modifications. Cherry Blossom is focused on compromising wireless networking devices such as wireless 802.11 routers and access points, APs, to achieve these goals. Effective against some D-Link made DIR-130 and Linksys manufactured WRT-300N models because they can be remotely infected even if they have a strong administrator password.
This kind of stuff existing is also why Ed Snowden tried so hard to get Glenn Greenwald to originally communicate with him in an encrypted way, because he didn't, and he had to, like, if memory serves correctly, he had to convince the reporter, you have to communicate with me on an encrypted channel. It's the only way I can share with you this blockbuster story. And eventually the reporter was like, okay, yeah, fine, I'll try this encrypted channel thing. And he did, and he was like, whoa, I had no idea what kind of information we were dealing with. And as you go around now these days and you look on, say, Twitter, and you look at reporter profiles, increasingly many of them are giving sources an encrypted way of getting in touch with them using some sort of encryption software to be able to try and protect their communications from prying eyes, of which there appear to be many more than any of us even knew based on this report today.
If they're into your router, they know your password, they know all that stuff. So even if you send it encrypted, they know you just sent something encrypted. So you think that that's not going to raise a red flag?
It might, but the idea is to try and conceal your communications as much as possible so they can't decode them.
Yeah, I love that they can do all this. Like you said, for terrorists, if you got a suspected terrorist and they just ordered a laptop and you want to put firmware on there to try to monitor what they're doing, I'm all down with that. But it seems, you combine this with the alleged Susan Rice unmasking stuff, and now those papers have been safely spirited away so no one can see them for the next 5 years. This raises a boatload of red flags. This is scary stuff. I don't like this at all.
I spy with my little eye something curious. 8:23 on WML. Every bond you break, every step
you take, I'll be watching. This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. Say big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details on licensure at 50floor.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit of a busy ride right now around the region. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Latest problem on the Maryland Beltway accident. New Carrollton on the Beltway Interloop as you head past 450. If you're trying to get over toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, that's where crews are dealing with the accident. Still had some response heading there. Again, near 450. On 50, approaching Freeway Airport. That's getting a bit slow, too. Reports of a crash right in that stretch. So 50 near Freeway Airport. To the Wilson Bridge, it's been about the stop and go. We're before Route 5 Branch Avenue. The Legion Bridge slows out of Tyson's for the earlier crash. 270, it is slow. Clarksburg and on to the 270 Spur. Glen Burnie area, overturned tractor trailer closes eastbound Route 100 at I-97. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. A little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow. 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
All right, I took you down to South Florida before. Now I'm taking you to Georgia.
All right, back up then.
Back up to Georgia, working our way back here. A big, I don't know if you heard about this, there is a big election going on in Georgia right now to fill the seat that was vacated by Republican Representative Tom Price. He went to go serve as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. So they have an empty seat. So there is now an election going on there. It's a special election, and it is very, very close, which is interesting because this is a reliably Republican district. This is reliably Republican. Let's see, Tom Price won it with more than, I have the number here, 23. He never lost it with 23 percentage points every time he was on the ballot since 04. Romney carried the district by 23 points in 2012. So reliably Republican. But here's the deal. You have Republican Karen Handel, who is running against a very young 30-year-old Democrat. He is a filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker, and he is getting a ton of money from out of state, more money from California than from Georgia, and he doesn't even live in the district and can't even vote for himself, but it's close.
Oh, that's weird. It sounds like a foreign state is colluding inside of their territory.
It's amazing.
A lot of money there. $23 million raised. Holy cow. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 30 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 30. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 3030.
All right, Larry Kudlow coming up real soon here on Mornings on the Mall, as in like literally after the news, which takes place right now on WMAL. It's 8:30, time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities confirmed that was an EF0 tornado that touched down yesterday in the Silver Spring neighborhood during the strong thunderstorms that swept through the area. Two homes in the Northwood Park neighborhood of Silver Spring were left uninhabitable as they were badly damaged by falling trees. However, there were no serious injuries. The family of UVA student Otto Warmbier says the 22-year-old has completed his journey home. Warmbier died yesterday, just days after being released from North Korea in a coma.
At least we got him home to be with his parents.
The president offering his deepest condolences in a statement and condemning the brutality of the North Korean regime. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stating that the U.S. holds North Korea accountable for Warmbier's unjust imprisonment. Republican Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio taking a tougher tone, with McCain stating plainly that Warmbier was murdered.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Immigration officials have lodged a detainer on the man accused of killing a 17-year-old girl in Northern Virginia on Sunday. Police have charged 22-year-old Darwin Martinez-Torres with murder in the death of 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan. ICE officials say Martinez-Torres of El Salvador has had no prior encounters with ICE. A special congressional election in Georgia has everyone watching today.
The most expensive race of its kind so far. $50 million spent by both of these candidates. Any indication of how important it is? The president was tweeting about it yesterday. He tweeted about it again this morning. Here's what you have here in the 6th Congressional District. This has been a district that has been reliably Republican for decades.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. A fire that officials say was accidental badly damaged the D.C. home of marijuana activist Adam Eidinger. D.C. fire officials say it appears to have been an electrical fire that burned Eidinger's rented DuPont Circle townhouse. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,529, the Nasdaq at 62,39. Sports, the Nets had a 6-run lead, but the Marlins come back to win. The O's get crushed by the Indians. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting July 5th. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we had the earlier crash. Rockville commuters on 270 south near Falls. Now, that really was within the backups, but the delays escalated. We're out of Clarksburg this morning, so if you're heading south, expect that stop and go onto the 270 spur. Delays on the Beltway persist, topside jammed before 95 and around to George Avenue with those 95 delays as you come out of Calverton. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound through Laurel, that'll be our slowest stretch. And then inside the Beltway, seeing some improvement. The earlier incident southbound DC 295 near East Capitol Street, that is gone. Suitland Parkway, you're very slow this morning before Route 5, and that continues on to 295 up on toward the 11th Street Bridge. Have reported of a crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. In the district northeast, R Street at North Capitol Street for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. A little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today, 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Haymarket, 73 in Greenbelt, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good Tuesday morning, 837 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Big day today for a number of reasons. One of them is that Paul Ryan is about to give a major speech. That's what the news says, anyway, about the tax reform plan. Let's find out what that is all about. We're joined now by Larry Kudlow, who's going to give us a sense. Larry, thanks for joining us. And what are we to make of what Paul Ryan will be discussing today?
Well, it's a really big speech because we haven't heard the speaker on this subject in any comprehensive way for a long time. And the stakes here are very, very high. I mean, right now, the odds of getting tax cuts either this summer or this year have dropped quite a bit because of the snafu over health care. And I want to hear what the speaker has to say, for example, on the back tax, right, the border adjustable tax, which is extremely unpopular in the Republican Party and the White House, but he continues to cling to it. So I want to see if he's changed his position, because I can tell you the VAT tax is dead, and I'm hoping that Paul will sort of bury it and say, okay, let's move on. I want to hear if he has anything to say about the CBO economic growth assumptions. You know, why shouldn't the GOP use a 3% growth rate, which would certainly help their revenue line? What about reconciliation? You know, the 51 vote in the Senate. There's a lot of things that could be done to make the reconciliation easier, faster, and frankly, you know, more helpful to the GOP effort to cut taxes. And I'd like to hear him say, talk about that. Are we going to have a 15-year window, a 20-year window? or the old 10-year window. I'd like to hear what he has to say about splitting off the business taxes and just getting them done first. You're not going to get full tax reform between now and the end of the year. There are not enough calendar days to do it. It's going to be hard enough to get it next year. Why not, Steve Moore and I call it three easy pieces. Why not go for growth and go for stuff you know you can get inside the GOP? In other words, repatriation of overseas cash, a 15% corporate tax rate, immediate expensing of new business equipment. That'd be great. That would be so pro-growth. We'd gun this economy well over 3%. But that means taking it out of the overall package and, you know, waiting till then, till next year, or who knows when. These are gigantic questions, and we need to hear the speaker weigh in on them.
You mentioned just now that we haven't heard from the speaker. We haven't really heard much from him on anything. And I think a lot of people view him as obstructionist as the Democrats when it comes to a lot of Trump's policies. Do you expect any kind of change here?
Well, look, Paul, who is an old friend of mine, I'm an admirer of his, by the way. I guess we have some disagreements about what to do on taxes right now. But I think that he deserves a lot of credit for getting the health care reform bill through the House. I think that's major. And as you may know, the Senate is going to vote on a health care reform of their own. I believe the vote is either coming next week or the week after, but before the July 4th recess. That's what I've been told. So I give Ryan a lot of credit on that. And, you know, he's pushing regulatory changes, for example. I give him credit on that. But really, the big thing here is tax cuts, because that's your growth. That's your growth propellant. That, you know, that's going to make the Trump promise and the GOP promise to have higher wages, better paying jobs, more jobs, a larger economy. That's one of the key reasons they got elected in the first place. And the progress has been painfully slow, you know, painfully slow. The House hasn't put a bill together. The Senate hasn't put a bill together. And these questions that I'm asking, you know, the bad tax, the growth assumptions, the reconciliation business, all of that, the possibility of, you know, splitting off the business tax cuts and just going there first. Remember Reagan said years ago, I worked for him, give me half a loaf now, and I'll get the other half later. My view is, Steve Moore's view, Steve Forbes and Art Laffer, we've argued, let's do the half a loaf now, which is the corporate tax reform. It would be really strong, you know, growth, get us out of this 2% growth doldrums, get real wages. I don't know if you saw a piece in the Journal, very good piece last week by Greg Ipp, one of their columnists. You know, wages haven't really budged in this entire expansion. That's bad. That's one reason why Donald Trump won Wisconsin, for example, Michigan, Ohio, et cetera, Pennsylvania. So we got to get moving. That's the point. We need some urgency, and we need some compromises inside the GOP. And the question is, what will the speaker say today on all those subjects?
Larry, you're going to be speaking with Paul Ryan soon. Is that right?
Well, yes, he's coming on CNBC, I believe, at 1:30, and I'm scheduled to be there, so 1 + 1 = 2. I'm hoping to ask him a couple of things. Let me just say quickly, by the way, this is not a personal thing. This is a, Paul Ryan is an old friend. I love the guy. He's just a sound policymaker. I first met him when he was Jack Kemp's intern in the old think tank Empower America. I was a board member. So was Steve Forbes and so forth. He's a good thinker. But I think he's made some tactical errors on this tax reform business, and I think this is simply not the time for a border-adjustable tax. The thing is so unpopular, I don't know why he clings to it. But also, you know, I'd like to drain the swamp on reconciliation. I'd like to drain the swamp on the CBO economic growth estimates. That stuff should all be changed. It actually can be changed legally and technically. I'd like to see some creativity by Mr. Ryan. Most of all, I'd like to see a broad-based, business-oriented tax cut, which, by the way, for your listeners who were saying, oh, that's just for rich people, the studies show 70%, get this, 70% of the benefits of business tax cuts go to the working, wage-earning middle class. Okay, let me just repeat that. 70% of the benefits of a good business tax cut will go to middle and lower-income wage earners. It is not a rich person's tax cut at all.
Why does there seem to be a reluctance to do exactly what you're talking about? Peel off the business taxes, attack that, get that done, and take this piece by piece.
A lot of far-seeing Kudlow ideas take a while to develop inside the Congress, and I'm hoping that this one will be one.
Well, you know, genius is not always immediately recognized.
You're exactly right, Mary. I mean, that's just the reality of the world in which we live. I want to give credit to my colleague and brother, Steve Moore, and Laffer and Forbes, because we've been cooking this up. By the way, one last point.
Yes.
Gee whiz, golly, I almost forgot. There is a major movement that was kind of hatched by Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus in the House.
Right.
And Steve Moore and I at a lunch 2 weeks ago. If you don't get the tax cuts done by August, you know what? No August recess vacation.
Very nice, Larry.
No.
There's that genius.
No vacation. No vacation. I'm going to work. I assume you two are going to work.
We're going to try.
Well, why should we work and they not work? I don't get that. There's a July 4th recess, then you come back, what, for a few days, and there's an August recess for 3 weeks or something?
Yeah.
You can't do that. This guy's got to work until the country gets the benefits of a strong, economic growth tax cut. Especially for large businesses. Don't forget the small businesses. They're in there, too. It's the small businesses.
Right on.
The pass-throughs.
Larry Kudlow, thank you. And by the way, all of that genius available to you every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. here on WMAL. Thanks so much, Larry.
It's incredible.
Bye. 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, that's great. And also, what's good is that the crash on the Maryland Beltway New Carrollton is cleared out of the travel lanes. Inner loop as you come up toward 450 before 50, so you're going to find travel lanes open and it's moving much better. Topside, though, we are still slammed from College Park to Silver Spring. 270, it's been a slow go this morning, and those delays continue. Clarksburg down through to the Beltway, onto the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge. Part of the problem was the crash we had near Falls Road. That was out of the travel lanes long time ago, but haven't gotten rid of those delays. Here we go. The long haul, 395, starts out of Springfield and takes you across the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of that was the sun glare this morning, put the extra pressure on that trip. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
From the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
Turn snacking upside down with Chobani Flip, a delicious snack that combines creamy Greek yogurt with crunchy natural mix-ins like dark chocolate, roasted almonds, and salted pretzels. With so many flavors to choose from, you're sure to find a Flip for you.
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Aw, Carrie Fisher playing Princess Leia. And I would get it wrong. I know it's Star Wars, but I don't know which episode or name of it or anything along those lines. But I know it was Star Wars, not Star Trek. So I think that's half the battle right there. Because if you say Star Trek when you mean Star Wars, people get offended. So we now have the coroner's, the medical examiner's report. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner released a statement with a report. They ruled that she died from a combination of sleep apnea and a combination of other factors. A news release issued Friday mentioned drugs were found in her system, but they didn't provide details. What they said, the report stated, at this time, the significance of cocaine cannot be established in this case. And it also stated that while heroin is detectable in the system for a briefer period of time, investigators could not determine when Fisher took it or the ecstasy that was also found. So they found traces of heroin, ecstasy, and cocaine, but because of the time that they last, they can be traced in your system, they don't know exactly when those drugs were taken.
I'm also seeing MDMA here as well.
Well, that's ecstasy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it appears...
Also known as ecstasy. See, it goes to show you how much MDMA is in my system right now.
So are you... I was going to say, are you insinuating that since I know what that is? Is that what you're saying to me?
I am insinuating that. Thank you for... I'm glad you reacted in a guilty way to me asking about that.
No, I just read the show part.
And also, I'm loaded with caffeine right now. I don't know if that's evident.
You are. Ms. Fisher suffered what appeared to be a cardiac arrest on the airplane, accompanied by vomiting with a history of sleep apnea. Based on the available toxicological information, we cannot establish the significance of the multiple substances that were detected. I saw where some people were upset about this because it downplays the importance of sleep apnea. A lot of people have sleep apnea and they poo-poo it, but it can kill you. It can kill you. So we don't know how long those drugs are in there, how much of a role they played.
It's not just that you're annoying when you snore.
No, it literally can kill you.
That's pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, so that's sad news on Carrie Fisher. And yeah. Definitely a sad way to go. And
well, sorry
to lose her.
We know she battled addiction and mental illness for a long time, and she clearly hadn't beaten the addiction, which everyone thought she had.
Yeah.
So it's very sad.
Rest in peace, Carrie.
849 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When someone goes into cardiac arrest, every second counts. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Sudden cardiac arrest, it's the number one cause of death in this country. That's true for adults and children alike. A recent report by the American College of Cardiology says, quote, the most important contributing factors for survival is the time from collapse to defibrillation. Survival decreases by 10% every minute until a shock is applied. Automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are now small, portable, and almost foolproof to use. According to the report, just 17 of our 50 states require having an AED in at least some of their schools. Only 5 states offer unequivocal funding for schools to buy AEDs. Now, the researchers say that 1 in every 25 high schools can expect a sudden cardiac arrest every year, and an AED can mean the difference between life and death while waiting for paramedics to arrive. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Hefty rush hour continues, 270, especially as you try to get into Germantown, on and off down to the lane divide toward the Legion Bridge. Just a lot of heavy delay. Earlier crash near Shady Grove Road, that's been cleared. Top side of the Beltway, you're still going to find that well below speed from before 95 to Georgia Avenue. DC, 295 southbound, had the crash near East Capitol Street gone. Getting reports of a brand new one right as you merge off of 50 and the BW Parkway, and on the Southeast Southwest Freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash just reported. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking real good on this Tuesday, better than yesterday evening. Should have a beautiful commute home today. Not a bad one this morning. A few clouds around. Sunshine otherwise dominant today. Fair 8s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Presently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 856.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You struck a nerve with me.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's insanity.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You gotta hear this.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellintonlaw.com. That's fellintonlaw.com.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Paul Ryan set to give that big speech today at 12:45. That's on tax reform. We'll be following it and let you know what happens.
Yeah, and also we'll be joined by Cal Thomas tomorrow. Cal will be here.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, he's got some new pieces out.
If you need energy in the morning, that guy's always out of a cannon.
Super. Speaking of shot out of a cannon and a lot of energy, one of my favorite people.
Super. Chris super. Plant. Super duper. Hey, I've got a basket of deplorable stories today that will make Hillary Clinton blush. I think it's crazy out there. You got your Georgia 6. I don't know if you heard anything about that. Apparently, there's a special election in Georgia today. Probably didn't hear anything about. We've got.